is a voice you probably know. That's Grammy-nominated neo-soul diva Angie Stone with her hit Brother. But what you may not know is that for the last 8 years, she has been struggling to manage her diabetes. It's a reminder that African Americans are far more vulnerable to diabetes than other groups. They are almost twice as likely as non-Hispanic whites to have diabetes, more likely to go blind from the disease, and more likely to have to face amputation in connection with the illness. Stone decided she wanted to bring more awareness to the disease. She acts as a spokesperson for a new campaign that encourages African Americans to manage their diabetes better. It's called FACE, Fearless African Americans Connected and Empowered. She joins us now from our New York Bureau. Angie Stone, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Will you just tell us your story? How did you figure out that you were diabetic?
Well, first and foremost, you know, a few of my family members had been suffering with diabetes, but I never thought that it could affect me. I felt like I was always on the go. I was always moving to and fro. But one summer, my family and I were headed to Six Flags, which is an amusement park. And on the way there, I had to use the restroom quite often. Every 15 minutes or so, we were stopping the car to go to the restroom. And my mom, who had recently been diagnosed, said these words, "I hope this is not what I think it is," because I was too young to be suffering with something this major. Lo and behold, we get to the park. I couldn't walk. I realized that my legs were locking up, my muscles were tightening up, and it was almost as if rubber bands were in my legs trying to pull against me walking.
Oh, wow, you're dehydrated.
I was dehydrated. They called a wheelchair around, and they took me to the medical facility on the ground, and as a result, they encouraged me to get tested, which I did immediately, and the test came back positive.
Were you upset when you found out?
Yeah, I was a little angry. I was upset, you know, as to why me. First and foremost, I was in denial. So for the longest time, I felt like if I just stop eating the wrong foods today, it'll go away. But once diabetes had set in, it needed to be treated. And becoming aware of the disease and knowing my do's and don'ts helped me to better manage the disease.
But why do you think you were so upset? Because diabetes is fairly common. It is manageable. You mentioned you had family members with it. So what is it you think was so upsetting to you?
It was upsetting because I knew I was being forced to change my lifestyle alongside of all other things. It upset me knowing that this was something I could have possibly avoided. Having a family history, I should have known better.
There are about 3 million African Americans over the age of 20 who have diabetes. That's about 13% of the population.
That's about 13%. There are 20 million people who suffer with diabetes, and we have the highest ratio of the disease.
Talk to me about FACE. What are you trying to do with FACE?
Well, you know, FACE actually stands for Fearless African Americans Connected and Empowered. And what we're doing is, along with Eli Lilly, we launched a nationwide tour to bring about awareness to say, look, let's come together, pull the people of the community together to let them know that they are not alone, that even though Angie Stone is a celebrity, she's successfully living with diabetes.
And in the spirit of full disclosure, it is important to emphasize this is partially funded by Eli Lilly, the pharmaceutical company.
Absolutely.
Presumably they have medications that they are selling that are diabetes related.
I'm not at liberty to know every move that Eli Lilly is making, but I do know that they post the web page. You can go on there and find out if they have any medications available.
Well, when you said awareness, though, what are some of the things that you would like people to be aware of?
Well, I'd like for people to know that just because you have a family history of diabetes, you know, you don't have to be subjected to diabetes. However, you're a candidate for diabetes. But what I think that people are not aware of is that you can live a normal life. You don't have to deviate from eating your fried chicken because most people want fried chicken. Even though if you're in control of your diabetes, you can have fried chicken. You can eat anything you've been eating, but proportionately. And I think the most important fact about diabetes is a lot of people are walking around with no symptoms. I was lucky enough to have a symptom to say something's wrong. Some of us are not. And what ends up happening is when it gets to a crucial stage, someone has lived with diabetes for 10, 15 years, and your kidneys just shut down, or your circulation is poor, and you go to the hospital for one thing and find out you're going to be an amputee. I think part of what my fear is for us as African Americans is we are unaware that there are no symptoms in every victim.
You did a really bold step to achieve some a lifestyle change. Your attempts to exercise and lose weight were documented in your appearances on VH1's Celebrity Fit Club, because I think in part because both diet and exercise are key for managing diabetes. Mm-hmm. Was that hard for you to kind of put yourself out there in addressing weight issues, which are a big issue for a lot of women, not just African-American women?
Well, I don't think it was very difficult for me to do it. I went there to strengthen myself because I knew I had a problem, and I knew that the only way that I would really take it serious if I put my own self on blast.
Okay.
And what I did was put myself on blast so that the rest of the world could help, you know, me to be stronger as an individual, say, I've got to do this now.
I want to play a short clip for those who didn't get a chance to watch it. Here it is.
So Dr. Ian stepped in and put any doubts about Angie's health to rest.
Yes, you can participate in the exercise program, even vigorously.
And Harvey began training Angie personally.
And we're going to work out every damn day.
And Angie rallied.
Angie Stone running, baby. You made my day.
Hallelujah.
Working hard and flashing a new attitude.
You lost 5 pounds.
I was slipping on my game. And at the end of the day, it's nobody to blame but me.
So how's it going now without the Fit Club team to keep you on track?
I think I'm about 40 pounds smaller. I'm healthier, and I'm in a good space.
Okay. What would you recommend, though, for folks who aren't going to get on Celebrity Fit Club? I mean, was part of it just the idea that you told people about your intentions? Look, this is what I'm trying to do.
Part of it was facing my problem, knowing that the problem could kill me one day and take me away from my children. That was what motivated me.
Singer Angie Stone is spokeswoman for FACE, Fearless African Americans Connected and Empowered. It's a campaign to battle diabetes, and she was kind enough to join us in our New York studio. Thank you, and good luck to you.
Thank you, Michelle. Take care now.